The middle of the Taisha, the Father's just refresh our memory. He had a machloikis between Rav and Rav Kahane by Shchite, how much one has to share. Rav Oma Mechze al Mechze Keroi, Rav Kahane Oma Mechze al Mechze Eine Keroi. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rav, that Mechze al Mechze Keroi, it would seem from the Baraita that a tunnel, a nitma, if you'd be able to divide it properly, so then each chalik would be toher. So the Gemara's Akash, according to Rav, as Mechze Keroi, so each chalik should be tomeh. So the Gemara said, Chay Rubi Bechad Mone is impossible. But to say the Forte Bechshivis of Roi, that is impossible. That is why we would not say there Mechze Keroi. Now let us again start Taisvis. The Pishi Efshel Atam. The Braise said that the reason why both of them are Tomei, because it is Efshel Atam, same. But when you break a tano, you make the tano in half, it's impossible that both halves should be mamish half. So since this is impossible, so therefore we have to be chayish on each chalik of the tano, maybe this is roiv of the tano, and that's why both are tamed. So Taisa says, Afilu l'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Oma b'Perik Sheini b'Pcheiris, Efshel Thompson, and Yisag Lili holds that a filu yidei shemayim, a filu something that was not done with a feirish kavone, was more or less mikvedit. It's also possible that it was mitumtum. And therefore, Rabbi Yisag Lili holds that if two schorim were poita rechem imam bebasachas, so both of them have Kedushas Bechere. If it looks like it was Mitzumtzum and Mugbo both together, I can assume that both were Peter Verechem for Basachas. That's Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's actually Tamtzum Afilu Bidei Shemayim, Afilu something wasn't done with a Befeira Shekabone. So Daisha says, I feel according to Abiyesha Glili, but this halacha, that a tana that was nechlik lishnayim, each chalik is tamei, misafik, maybe it's right, maydu bishli cheres to the kama hosam, hoyil the isbei gumei. But since a cheres, a kli cheres that is broken, the edges are jagged, so it's impossible that both Chalokim from the Tano should be mamish mechuvim, and I should assume that there's half a Tano in each chalik. Now, a new thing. V'yesh lechiyach mikam. Now, we have, our sugya is speaking about a machlokes Rav and Rav Kahane, and who the shchita is how much you have to shecht, if you have to shecht, right? That shchita is Rav Kahane. Or shchita's Rav is Mechze Keroi. The Taisa says, but there's another problem, which the Gemara Bechlau doesn't delve into. How could shchita's Mechze be sufficient if I hold the actual Tamsin bidei Odom? Laloch, I hold that it's impossible for a person. Not basically also a little bit of Shemayim Efshel Tamsin, but if I hold the Efshel Tamsin Bidei Odom, so how could you have a Chetimsa of Shlutas Mechze? So Taisa says, therefore, Yesh Loichiyach Mikan. From our Sugya we see the Halacha, we paskin, the Bidei Odom Efshel Tamsin, if a person is Mechavim, to shecht exactly half of the behemoth, half of the simonim of the behemoth, he can do it. Now we only have a shayla, is it good or is it no good? A second raya, the perikame da'irevim, the poet's ka'imet, is a machloikis, and hukas mechitas, if a person will have a mechita that the poet is equivalent to the aimet, is that a kosher mechita? The imi yevshel is tamtim, so this is an impossibility to be metamtim bidei odom, heichi, shori, misafik, so how is it mutam misafik? I mean, who says bechlau that it's poets kaimit, maybe it's poets meruba loimit. Batilu lemanda osa, and even though in these two nidainim, by shchita and by mechita, we have chelkin, but the chelk layota mishim da'och, ag merei lemayshe shchaitru begedelu beh. They say that macht is not good, but it would seem from everyone that theoretically it's shayach to make a shchit and a mechita that mamish mechuvim mechta al mechta. So Taitu says that we have such a sugya, and there's a sugya in Erevin, so we see the Gemara doesn't bat an eyelash about the zaitike problem, how could it be mechta, mechta? So we see the halacha we pass can be day odom actually come. Umiyu bidei shemay. But when it comes to something that was mikredik, that means it wasn't done bidei odom, bidei shemayim, something happened and I should assume that it was mamish mechuvin bebatachas, neither the halacha be actually come. There, Taisa says, the halacha we pass can be actually come. The Omer Bepehik Taladachim, Rabbi Yechon Dama Achya, Eini Yedeyim Mishonon. So they're speaking about you had four brothers and two brothers married to Achoyis. And whatever the halacha is over there is not applicable if one brother died first and then the second brother died. So Rabbi Yechon then said, Achya, Eini Yedeyim Mishonon, I don't know who the machaber of this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, maybe according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and it's speaking about that they both brothers died by Basachas, so then each one is on a chayis lekuke. So the Gemara says, why so some tanak, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, don't have shalitam. Gemara says, nah, say it, I'm Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's a very big basis. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, Achis en yidei mishonon. So we see from a some of the Gemara that we don't pass them as Rabbi Yochi Aglili, but if you say, that you say, Efshel etamtem bidei shemayim. Bepeirik hazeirik begitten, with a Gemara in Gitten, the part the Yevshel is something Gabi Mechta Mechta Megereshes Vaina Megereshes. The Mephorish Tosu Tavayu Bahadi Adodi Bar Ba'amit. They're speaking about as follows. They're speaking about that Halachas Chazal on the second that Dalad Amis Kaina Bishisarabim for a guest. Now they said, but it's only kind of for the Isha. If the Isha entered the Dalad Amas first, so then the Baal threw the get into her Dalad Amas, she could get. The Baal came first into these Dalad Amas, and then she came, she's not to get. Mechtel, Mechtel is that both came together. Both came together. So the mother says, for Yeshua is something. The Mephosh is the Otto Tavai Badi Adodi Baba Amis, the Gemara is the Yevshel is Samson. Now, Lachayra there is Bidei Odom, that means two people went into the Dalad Amis with Basacha. So why did the Gemara ask Yevshel is Samson? So she says, Allah is asking Bidei Odom, Yevshel is Samson. The Taisha says, Hosam nami havi ki bidei shamayim, de mistame lekibnu lovoi bebatacha. Some were not speaking about that they both were machaven to come into the baladamis bebatacha. So the only way could be bebatacha is mikradik. So that's like bidei shamayim. The Gemara says, oh, no, we'll be paskin, we have shalit samsek. But I have a special kabonet to come bebatacha, it won't occur. Vimtaina Baresh Eidavim, Kabilechi Haboilet Midatnoi Shalmodi. Alechi is Boilet, the thing is that in a Taira, if you have a Mavoi, which is a barren street, that is Mechitus on three sides, like a U, and it's Pogut in the Ruach Revi, it's open to the Rishus Aram, the Ruach Revi. So you need a tikkun beruach revi midarabbanan. So the Gemara says that the tikkun could be one of two ways. You could make a lechi there, a lechi next to one of the walls of the mavi that is facing the shusharam, or you could make a mechitza there, will be goyder beruach revi. Let's say if the mechitza is roiv, if the mechitza is roiv of the pirse, so then I'll say, I'm in Meruba Laporet, so I'm done. Like, as if the Ruach Revi is nistam through the mechitza. But the Gemara says over there, a lechi can only be till Daladamet. Then it is a Teres Lechi. If it's Daladamas, it doesn't have a Teres Lechi anymore. And then it can only have a Teres Mechitza. If a Mechitza will help and a Mechitza won't help, then it's no good because it's not a Lechi and it's not a Mechitza. So let us see. So Bereish Erev in Gabi Lechi Haboilet Midotne Shalmovi. Bekoma Ravashi Afilu teime b'movi shmoine. It's speaking about a movi, that the opening of the movi on the fourth side is shmoine ames wide. And we have there a lechi, which seemingly is four ames wide. So we have a problem. So theoretically this shouldn't be good. Because if the opening is eight ames and the lechi is four amas, so it doesn't have a teres lechi, because four amas loses a teres lechi. But the mechitza is also no good, because it's polis kaimet, we'll see that's also no good. So lechayre, in such a scenario that you have a mavoi, that the reichev mavoi is eight amas, and this lechi is four amas, it shouldn't be good, because there's no lechim, there's no mechitza. That's what should be. The Kama Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said over there, Afilu Taima b'movi shmoine, Afilu, speaking about a movi shmoine, and you have a lechi yarbo. It's also good. Now how is it good? They make the chesed. Monashe. He oimed nafish, if the lechi is more than four amish, Nita by mid merubin. That's good. So you have a mechitza. Be parat nafish. If the pirse is more than four amas, so then the lechi is less than four amas. Nita mishum lechi. So if one of these two are the metzias, that either the oimid is nafish or the parat is nafish, so it's kasha. No shay. My amas. But what are you saying? Yeah, there's another tzad. Vishavu tavayu. Maybe it's mamish mechuvin. Ki adodi. Maybe it's mechuvin. And if it's mechuvin, so there's no lechi, there's no mechitza. So it should be yosa. Avulei sofik tevreyim. So it's a sofik. You don't know. Maybe it's not mechuvin. If it's not mechuvin, it's kosher. Maybe it is mechuvin and it's not kosher. So I have a sofik, is it kosher or not? It's a sofik de rabbonah, and b'chol sofik de v'chayim lohok. Mashme the Yevshel Ritzamtem Labanir Hadabas. So here Tosfos got stuck in this Gemara. In this Gemara, I mean, what are you talking about? Is it like this? Is it like this? This is Bidei Adam. We could be Mevareret. Let's go and we'll take a ruler and a tape measure. We'll be Mevareret. If Bidei Adam, it's Yevshel Ritzamtem. So don't say it's Muta Mimono Shech, the Sotik Darabonam. It's absolute rule. So from the Gemara would seem that you could never be Mavar. It's absolute time. You should be Mavar exactly. If it's 4x4, it could be, a person can't be Mavar that his mom is 4x4. So you can't be Mavar. So then it's a Sophic. So the Hester is a Sophic Divrayim Lahokam. But I'll upon him here now, so we have a person who can check half of the hay and finish. And you check that it's half, it's good. So here you see a person could be Mavara Bidei Adam. There you see a person can be Mavara. V'yesh Loima, so Tosfos answers, Tosfos wants to say that Akamara stims with Agamara. The Loilam Efsha Lavara, it's possible to be Mavara. V'limdoit v'timtum. But it is a Torah. That means to measure exactly the Torah. Avoloi itchichu chachomim lindain shom miso. So the Rabbanon said, you're not mechuyim like this. Sometimes a sofik of a chassar in Yedi is not called a sofik. You don't know. So be mevara. There, since to be mevara this sofik, it's a Torah. V'tzichu chachomim lindei chamisa. Kivin debein oimed nafish. That means we have here three possibilities. There's oimed nafish, poritz nafish, and then it's so we have two possibilities. Like a shas isa. There's no isa whatsoever. Elim kein ishove. Umilten loishchicha hiv. Nisot loishchicha. I have two dozen mistomed that it's not shove. But the Milton Loishchich said, they want matriach, that you should be mevarah. So if I wasn't, they want matriach, me, so now I am a sofik. There is a sofik. So that they say sofik to Vrem Loko. Ve'en lahakshayt al Ravashi, afilu ishovi ki adodi, according to Ravashi, Ravashi made all the cheshboines to say, it's mutter, zachas, no zachas, then it's a sofik the rabbanon. The afiluk ishovik yadodi lishter the kaimelon poritz kaimed mutter. We pass him poritz kaimed his mutter. So if I count whatever it is, it's gevaldik. Either a lechi or aimed merubo or poritz kaimed. So what's the whole problem? That's how we pass him. So Taisa says the Ravashi koi aravune bereid Rav Yeshua. Ravashi going on Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, the Mahosa le'omra b'mavi shmeine, avul mavi zayin nita bo'imed meruba ala porit, b'yu sabar hosim da porit kai medot. He's going in Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yeshua, and he got hos porit kai medot. V'Rav Shimon hoya meforish. Now, Rav Shimon wants to be chaylik on the whole Yisod of Taisit. Ah, Tosfos had a Gemara, a Gemara, Mechze Keroi, there's a Gemara in Erevin, Poritz Kaimed Mutter, and Tosfos asked a person in Chile, who says it's Mechze, who says it's Poritz Kaimed, and Tosfos proved from this, so you see from this, that Evshel Tamsim B'Day Odom, it's possible to be Mevarech. But Rav Shimon Oye Meforish, Bamayroi Dahoche, with the Poritz Kaimed, Motsu Sobi Karabonon, the Yevshel Tamsim. There's a Gemara that says that Rabbonon hold up a little bit day of the Yevshel Tamsim. There's such a Gemara. So Rav Shimon said, our Gemara could also hold like that. A little bit day of them. If you hold the Yevshel Tamsim, the day of them, so what's happening over here? How could you be machshel the shchita and the mechita and erevin? Upligi kshedai malonu dave mechtama. It looks like mechtama. It says mechtama. That means it looks like mechtama. Uman de shari.
But I don't know clearly if it's mess or mess. A person can't know clearly, but it looks like mess or mess. For man de shari, mishum de ema de shachat rubit, you really can't be mavar. So maybe he shechted right. Vafilu hain shavin, in afilu he shechted head, rachmona oma leitishaya rubit. That's the svar of Rav. Rav said that Lamais is azoi. Theoretically, mechs is good. Lamaisa, you'll never know if mechs is good. Because a person can be mevara of its mamish mechs, but that's irrelevant. So if a person makes a shchita that looks like mechs, so lavach is good, because there are three stodim. Could be it's less than mechs, could be it's mechs, and could be it's more than mechs. So mamelis, I have two stodim to say that it's good. And one starts to say that it's no good. So it's good. If I hold like Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana's mechs is no good, so now I have two tzadim to say that it's no good. Maybe it's a mir, and I feel it's mechs, it's also no good. So that's shat in Agamori. You can't bring a raya from Agamori that they hold that Evshel the Tamsin b'deyodom, because it could be we pass the Evshel, so a person can never be mevara. But Lemaisa truly is, it really is. But La Aloche, if you hold mechs is good, the shchita will be good if it looks like mechs. If you hold mechs is no good, the shchita will not be good if it also looks like mechs. That was the teretz of Rab Shimon. Shimon Noyim Aporish, Damayroi, Dahoche, so we see from Taisus, Agavuch, we see from Taisus like this, that the Rav Shimon held, the Evshel at some time does not mean it is impossible to be Mechuvan. It could be Mechuvan also. But it is impossible for us to know that it is Mechuvan. That's how Rav Shimon learns that the Evshel at some time they are them. A person can never pinpoint and say it's Mechuvan. A person can never know. But there is a possibility that it could be Mechuvan from a male and it goes into the sub. Man the shame shim the aim of the shaka truba for my insolvent Nachmana Malay Tishai Rube. A man the also mission the aim of Nisha Rube Kaya. Rafula insolvent Nachmana Mishai Rube. The hang up he poets Kaima, the same thing takes about a Gemar and Erev in the Zman who says that poets Kaima is Tasha. So Mamela, so we can say, what was his cousin? You see a mechita that looks like Poretz Koimet, you could rely on this mechita, Mimanushech, maybe it's Aymed Merube, and not the Lunach, maybe it's like a Poretz Koimet. That's Pshat. Tahashte Nichet Tvei, Ahi the Sofik Zebrayim Lohok. Now Taisvis, the first Mahalach in Taisvis, Taisvis El, Agamor says Mechit is good, Taisvis, Zeishkishpat, Agamor, it's possible for a human being to be mevara if it's mechzal mechzal. We matter as Yeshus with mechzal mechzal, we matter as Behem with mechzal. So you see, it's possible to be mevara if it's mechzal mechzal. That it takes it a problem, so the Gemara says in Erevin, by a Mavi, that Shmoyne, no, maybe it's Tamid Merube, maybe it's a positive movement, it's a lechi, maybe it's shavar shavar. No. There's something to vreya. So they say the problem with me, maybe it's shavar. Measure it. Measure. So they say the same old parents, since it's a psatircha, they weren't matriach to measure. They say the whole shtik toira. According to, because the whole shtik toira and the whole doichik was only because Taisus brought a rai from Agamore, that it is possible for a human mortal to be mevara if something is like a mechzal mechzal. Rav Shimon said that there is no such thing. I guess a chomer mortal could be the other meyevshel at some time. It's impossible. You can never be mevara. No, and that's what it's good over here is with a cheshbon. Maybe roiv shochet, maybe mechzal shochet. So memele, so according to Rav Shimon, is good the gemara over there. The Gemara says over there that Maybe it's taka mezal mezal, and it's taka maybe. We have no way to be mevara that it's not mezal mezal. I mean, we don't know. Maybe it's mezal, maybe not. So according to Rab Shimon, the Gemara is very good over there. Maybe it's mezal mezal.
You can't know. Avul kosher. The Taisu says, fine. Rab Shimon is Meiridei. Avul kosher, the mashme, but if you learn that Gemara, the Gemara was only matter, the suffix, the raise, have also. Since it's a suffix, midevrayim, the holding, tikkun, the ruach, adi, is midevrayim, so my male suffix, the name, welcome. It would seem if you would need this tikkun minatayre, have you also, mishum, shosh, shemeh, shavin. Have a gav, the oimid, novish, hipporitz, novish, have a shori. Boche shori, apilu, be isa, the raisuk, sheta, motzi, yoisa, mina isa, vachinka, be porritz, koime. Vim kain, vahi, the lechi, apilu, have a sveke, the raisa, tishtari. Vektoises, aber, this Rab Shimon is too good. That means Rab Shimon just said pshat and argemore, that even a person can never be mechavin if it's exactly mechtal mechtet. But since I have roiv stodim that it's good, could be it's mechtze, and could be it's roiv, some emele, so therefore we matter nisra dirais, we matter abeheime, we matter the carry in a reshus, we matter with this cheshbin, because I have roiv stodim that it's mutter. And there the Gemara says the only reason we're matter, they will say roiv stodim. Maybe if it's roiv porot, so it's alechi, if it's roiv, if it's roivoyim, it's a time with Murbala porot. And the Gemara says only matter because suffix the roiv. V'nirali dika hosam lemeichesh Shemeches ames einam mitzumtzomes vafilu poretz merube lo yeinidem mishem lechi lohochi davke besofik tibreim yesh lach. So Taisa says that if we hold the efshel tzamtzim, the way Rab Shimon said efshel tzamtzim means a person can never know clearly exact dimensions, exact measurements. It's the efshel tzamtzim. So Mamela is a Ktaisvi, so there's another factor over here, which we are unaware of completely. We're speaking about, we have a movie that's eight Amis, and the Shaila is the size of the Lechi, the size of the Pirtze, and then we have a multitude of Cheshboines, which Taisvi said should be good after by the Reise. But the Taisus, if we hold the Efshel at Tzamtzim, I got news for you. Who told you this Mavi is Ches Amis? Maybe it's 8.5 Amis. Now, if this Mavi is 8.5 Amis, then all your Cheshbainis go down the drain. So it could be the Lechi is Dalet Amis, and the Pirtze is Dalet and a half Amis. So then you don't have a Lechi, you don't have anything. That means, Taisa says, well, we have roiv tzadim that it's good. Anachtekid, who told you roiv tzadim that it's good? Who told you, Bechlal, you have eight amas? Maybe you have more than eight amas. So, Mamela, here, by our Gemara, we have roiv tzadim that it's good. Either the Shrita is roiv or half. And there's only one tzad that's no good. Maybe the Shrita is a mir. But over there, it could very well be, since we can never be mevara, so it could be the mavoy is more than eight amas. So the minute it's more than eight amas, so it could be it's bitter. So it could be the lechi is dalad amas and the pirtz is more than dalad amas and no good. Avul kosher leperushay hechi daike. Beperik beis de pchoyres, ehi de nimtze mechuven bein shtei ayores, di yevshel etamtze. Yevshel etamtze, that's the Maram's Gilse, and that's the Gemorin
That's the Gemara in Preis. The Maran brings down, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, the Gemara says in Preis, as a machlekes, Rabbi Yosi Galili, the Rabbonon, we've mentioned this before, Lagabi Shnei Roshim, Shnotzu in Shnei Roshim, Shiyotzu Kechot, Rabbi Yosi Galili holds Shneim, Lekoyim, Chum say Yevshel et Samsem. Then the Gemara closes a shaila according to the Rabbonon, b'dei odamai, what is the din b'dei odam? The Gemara is poshet, according to the Rabbonon, afilu b'dei odam yevshel etzamsem. Why? They poshet it from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nimtza mechuvin ben shtei ayores. You found a nerag, Bechuvin bein shtei ayores. Rabbi Lezer oimer, shteyin meviyin. Rabbi Lezer says, both of them bring an egg la'rufe. V'chachomim oimrim, yaviyu egg la'achas, v'shutfis, v'yasnu. They should bring these two ayores to bring one egg la. They make it tonight. What is the tnai? That if I'm mechuyev, so it's for me. If you're mechuyev, it's for you. V'dayik ma'ika sovri rabbono. So the Gemara says, ika sovri evshel etzamtzen. If the rabbono evshel etzamtzen, ukroivo ira kroiva vafilu kroivois leisitarti. That means the Gemara held kroivo ira kroiva is not a miyut. Kroiva vafilu kroivois. So it could be, it's close to both of them. It's kroivois. So let them both bring an egla. Ela lav shma minok savirabonon yevshel etamtzem afilu b'nei odam. That is the Gemara. Aces, the Gemara says, the Mokla the Shaila, what do the Rabbonon hold by Efshel etzamtzem b'dei odam, and the Gemara proves they hold the Efshel etzamtzem b'dei odam, because Rabbonon said if there was a nerag that was mechuvin bein shtei ayores, they bring one egla and they make a tonight. That is what the Gemara says. So now let's speak oisim. Now, Rab Shimon, Reish Botan Rab Shimon, this Rab Shimon, he had Merdeke Moivsim over here. He said you could hold the Yevshel at Samson, and you still can work around it. You shecht a behime, you never know if it's half or not, but there's a possibility it's half. So Memela, so you make a chesed. If it's half, it's good. If it's right, it's sicher good. Fine, maybe it's not. So that's, so you have Reif Tzodim that it's good, and it's good. So now, according to Rab Shimon, let's think that the Chacham, the Gemara says, I'll prove you the Rabbonon hold the Yevshel etzamtzem. Rabbonon hold the Yevshel, because if it's the Yevshel, because they hold the Yevshel etzamtzem, let each one bring an egla. In fact, Taisvis, according to Rab Shimon, I feel we hold the Yevshel etzamtzem. It's also good kashal, they can bring an egla. Why? Well, make a cheshbon. I come to City Aleph, I say City Aleph, listen, there's an erig over there, the street store there. Maybe it's closer to you. Look, it's closer to you, you have to bring an egla. Maybe it's mechuvin. So Yosef kreiva vafilu kreivois. Yosef to bring an egla. Though maybe it's closer to them. No, so if two tzadim you're mechuiv, two tzadim they're mechuiv, each one will bring an egla. So what's chatting the Gemara? The Gemara says, since the Rabbanon said that they bring only one egla, and they make a t'nai, and they don't bring two eglas, is a raya that what? That he actually tams him with the other. According to Rab Shimon, I feel he actually tams him with the other, which is still bring two egglers. That's the Swiss cash. Avokosh le perushayim, hei chidai ke bepeg beiz de pchayres, mehudanim se mechuvim ben shtei yoresh, de bedei odom yevshel etzamtzem,
And that is why each ear does not bring an eglum. Hosom nami avogav diev shalitzam tzim. Ulechavein mikol mokim meidim rabonim demevin shtei agolitz. Bishim dechol achas mevi eglum imanav shech. Shema hi kreive. Maybe he sees the kreive. Vafilu hein mitzum tzomis. Hakreive omar achman vafilu kreiveis. According to the first chapter, according to the first lashon, forget if it's efshel etzamtzim b'day odom, so it could be mevara. So, kochochi efshel etzamtzim means it's impossible to be. It's impossible to be mechuga. The lo'ilam yefshel etzamtzim li yishovim elachas memkhoi v'yoseh. That means, Rav Shimon said a chiddush yefshel etzamtzim does not mean that it's impossible to be mechuga. It's impossible to prove it's mechuga. That was a shtik toire. But if Boshid Yilom said the Yepshel at Samson b'day Odom, then it's impossible to be Mechubit. It's impossible to be Mechubit, I feel b'day Odom. So then the Gemara is very good. Then the Gemara is very good. The Gemara says that you can't bring two Eglis because it's impossible to be Mechubit. So only one is Mechubit. So they bring one Eglis, they're Maslim. But according to Rab Shimon said, "Einu deher in the Yevshel etzamtzim." He said, "Yevshel etzamtzim" means it could be that it's mechuvan, but we don't know. But since it's a possibility, it could be mechuvan. So therefore, we work with this possibility. Say b'zoi. So what's shot in the Gemara? Yishlaim lo peir sharav rab shimen nam yitzin beshelt naim imanavsh dim kreve hi yitze ba vim rakhayke hi tavi bishvil chavot. So one is gewaltig. Mai amre sheme mitzumtzeme sein. So that means we have two tzdadim that one egel is good. We have two tzadim that one, just like Hashem and Rav Shimon said by us, we have two tzadim that the shechit is good. We have two tzadim that the mechitz is good. We have two tzadim that one egla is good. If it's closer to Ir Aleph, so I'm a chuyah. If it's closer to your base, so I'm bringing an egla for your base. We have two tzadim that one egla is good. My amrit shema mitzum tzom is saying, maybe one egla is not sufficient, you too. That's it. Here in Chulin, this was Magdil, which Mesechus you have to be Marech, which Mesechus you got to. This is enough. We went a little bit out of our way, and that's it. We finished. This is not the sugya of Avshalom Tzamtzim. Toshma. Now we're on the left line of the Amud. Toshma, we hear here a machloikis, Rav and Rav Kahane in Hilchos Shechita, how much you have to shecht. Rav held, there's one more Tosfos. There's a Tosfos on Chof Tes that goes on the previous Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rav, that Mechtze Keroiv, it seems that if you had a tano that was nechla, mamish half on half, they would be toya. The whole reason it's not toya because with a tano you can't be mechuvin mamish half on half. So the Gemara asked, according to Rav, afilu you hold that it's mamish mechuvin, it's also not toya because mechze keroyv. So mamela, so each chelik of the tano is roy, so that's why it's still tomet. That was the Kash and Rav. Rav said a teretz. They said a teretz. Trei rubi bechad mone. Letter. Fraktoisvis, vim toima, my kashele. What's the kashele? The chinami oma hoche, afilu yisei mechsekeroi. Hoche agmere rachmona le moishe, leite shaye rube, kidalel. Arei ein kan roi utahir. So I think, Taisvis means to say that we had the Gemara was Mevayer Sforas Chaf. The Gemara says that the Halach Lamayshim Sinai was Al Teshaya Roif. So that means in order for a behemoth to be considered shochet, if roiv of the simen is not shalim, it's called shochet. Al teshaya rube. So you need that roiv of the simen, if the roiv of the simen, you don't have roiv of the simen shalim, you only have half of the simen shalim, so it's called shochet. You need roiv to make it oi shochet. Rektaisves, so maybe that's the din by Tano. You need roiv of the Tano to be shalim in order for it to be tameh. But if you only have half of the Tano, that's tameh. You only have half of the Tano, so then it's not tameh. The halacha was roiv of the Tano, if roiv of the Tano is kayim, so then it's the tumah doesn't go up. Like we say, if roiv of the simen is kayim, so it's not called Zavuach. If you don't have roiv, it is Zavuach, and it's toyer. Yishloime de toli hadovo bechshivis, de mishum de choshev le machse ke roiv shori leel, de yesh kan shir hechshir shite, de kaname yesh shivis mechse dinoi ke roiv. I think Taisvis means to say, that means, you can say as follows. You can say, the halacha by shechita is, I have to make sure that roiv of the simen is not shalim. That's what I have to make sure. If roiv of the simen is not shalim, so it's geshachten. And then Taisa said, so if roiv of the tanor is not shalim, so it's toyer. So Taisu said, no, Rav said more than that. Rav said, mechze keroif. Why do you need this concept of mechze keroif? Mechze is mechze. But the shrite is good because roif of the simen is not shalim. Why did Rav have to say mechze keroif? In an emerson, the you know why he had to say mechze keroif? Because when Rebbe said over the loch, la moishe mi Sinai, שנצטווה מויש על הוושת על קונה ועל רויב אחד בוי ועל רויב שניים בבהימה. רבי said over the loch la moish mesin he said you need roiv. I mean, he said you need roiv. So when Rav said that mechze is good, Rav couldn't say, well, all you need is al teshay yerube. But Rabbi said, you need, the lashon of Rabbi is, Al roiv ech nitzav Moshe al roiv echod boy, you have to shach roiv. That's what Rabbi said. Now Rav is to shtim with Rabbi, so Rav said to shtim with Rabbi because mechz I have roiv take. Mechz is a shivus of roiv. You need roiv and I have roiv. That means I'm not running away that you need roiv, but mechz is a shivus of roiv. That was the chiddush of Rav. No, pshat is, there's no menagit from the tzad ha-sholem, because the tzad ha-sholem, the bechlad was never said a halacha. The achitach of mech is achshivis avroi. That's the chiddush. But if it's left over half, it doesn't have achshivis avroi. Mishloim in the tali adava bachshivis. Shem dechoshev lei mechze keroiv shori lael. The yesh kan shir hechshir shchite. He said it is roivis achshivis. The kanami yesh chshivis mechze dinei keroiv. And Mechtes Adin Avroid, that means over there, there was a Bazunda Loch Lamaish Mussini Al Tishaya over there. When Rav explained Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai, he said there were two Alochas. There's Alochas Shchait Rube, and that is Mechze Keroi, Mechze Zeshiva Shchroi. I, let's say, the other Simit, the Chalik that's not Keshochten, that there was a Bazunda Alocha Al Tashaya Rube, that's sufficient. If Roi is not Meshuya. But all over, besides that Al Tashaya Rube, so all the time we say Mechze Zeshiva Shchroi, that was the Gemara's kasha. Zot the Gemara weiter. Toshma, shochat chatzi gargeres. A person shechted a half of gargeres. Vishoa bo kidei shchita acheres. And then he waited. Vigomro shchita seik sheire. And then later he finished. The amrit mechza al mechza keroiv. So if you learn mechza, mechza is not keroiv. So the treifes of the gargeres is totally in roiv. So he shechted mechza al mechza, so it's not treife yet. Then he waited, zeshet gonish mit gonish, and then when he shechted a good shchita. That's called like he had a gargeres shleime, because a gargeres psikis a gargeres bechetsha is nothing. But according to Rav, that Rav says that mechze is a din roiv. But the amrit mechze al mechze ke roiv. So the minute when he shechted half of the When he shechted half of the gargeres, so it's considered like roiv of the gargeres was geshocht. So if he would have gone further and not be mafsik, so that's a maise shchita. But since he stopped, we are with merzal merzek roiv itrefelo, so became treife with that. He became treife with that he shechted merze, because he was shoye afterwards. And he also mechze keroiv. So Mamela later he went further and shechted the veshit. So it's treife. So the Gemara says, misvores bebeheime. Who told you it's speaking about a beheime? Loi ba'oif, it's speaking about a oif. I mean, if there's a beheime, so he stopped after chatzia gargeres. Is equivalent like he stopped after Roiv HaGargeres. Now he stopped. So it's treife. Now he goes to the Veshit, so it's too late. Moses says, no, it's speaking about a Roiv. And he made half a Gargeres, and he stopped. So Mamonim Shech. So the Roiv HaOiv, Mamonim Shech. I mechzer mechzer keroiv. So it's geshochen, Ovid Leirube. So what was it? So he stopped us, so he can stop Gesuntei. Look, so this Allah is not negay. It's good according to everyone. Zot Rashi, kedei shchita acheres aine shir shiye. The gomor kesal kedai tach bepei mekoy. The boy roiv shnayim. Umay gomor le shchite. Umay gomor le shchite. Ve'i mechze al mechze keroiv, kiven de shabachatzi, ozul alo shchite. So it's oi shchite. Vahav alo pegime ba'alma vitref alo, bepsukes agageres. Alo shmamene ene keroiv, psukes agageres peruba b'inon. Lai moiv tamon nefshech ksheirach ked mefosh. Di ovid lai rube, vizkashre mikame shiye. And if you hold mechze keroiv, ovid lai rube. And if Metz is not Keroy, the Ovid Leiklum, Maise Treife, he wasn't Matrefit. Fregt the Gemara weiter, Toshma, Shreyoye Chatzi, Kone Pogum. It was a Chatzi, Kone Pogum, Vahoyis of Olav Kolshu. Vigomroy, he added a Kolshu. She was speaking about a knife. It was a Chatzi, Kone Pogum, Vahoyis of Olav Kolshu, Vigomroy, Shritos Ekshech. Yamret mechze al mechze keroiv. Treifa havi. So it's treifa ready. It means mechze is a cheshivis of roiv. So it's treifa. So how could he be goymered? It's too late already. It's treifa. Oma rove shani linyan treifa de binen roiv anire leinai. Treifa is different to binen roiv anire leinai. That means, and what did Rava say? Rava said that treife, you need roif to make a treife. But by shchite, mechze is good. Now, here the achroinem eska merdike kashe, sam seife bintam from the tvue shoye, pochonon, rab yankiv. Yes, a merdike kashe. The Gemara is telling us facts of life, or maybe facts of death. The Gemara is telling us that if you go in, if mechze of the kone is nifsak, it's not treife. It's not treife. It's gonna live at mayabesra. Not treife. I'm telling you facts of life. It's gonna live in mechze, then treifes. This adinin treifes. Mechze of the gegeres is nifsak. So it's gonna live. Gesundheit. But in hilche schiete, Mechze sie noch. Fregt doch Sam Seufe, Pshem ist schon bei. Ich schächt an bei ihm, ich schächt an euch her, after you schächtet, so, you ask the veterinarian, how long is this going to live? Till 120. Okay, so you tell the euch, come back in 120 years and I'll eat you. Mate, what did you do with the Shchita? You're saying that if Reiv of the Simen If Reiv of the Simon was not Nechtach, it's not Treifa. So what does that mean? It's going to live at Meiv Esrim. So, but if I Shecht Hef, it's good. Why is it good? What did I do? How could it be good? What did I do? It's going to live. I Shechted the Behemah, and then it's bleeding a little bit, and then finished, and the veterinarian tells the Behemah, don't worry, you have at Meiv Esrim, you're Geschachten already, and he walks away. It's Geschachten. How could it be Geschachten if he's going to live? As I fragt doch Sam Seifer, it's Wusha. Mordi Kikashe. So Rabbi Chanan says, and Rabbi Yankov doesn't want to say it, but says, maybe you do say it. He said that Rava understood that who told you that Shchit is telling him Mepe Kriyuse? That when it's shechted, it's going to die from the... Who told you that? Shchit. And Rabbi Yankov brings a raya. What's with a ben p'kue? You have a ben p'kue, they shechted the mother, so the simonim of the ben p'kue is anishchat already. It walks around at Meiv Esrim, but it's geshochten. It's geshochten, it's a reivim in a chai. So how could you ever geshochten the behemah that, so weiss doch euch, you could ever geshochten the behemah that walks around. Who told you that shchite means davke? Shchite is matad Yisrein is a vuach, it's matad Shchita, you have a din, you have a locha that you geshochte. But who says geshochte means death? Geshochte means, you geshochte on a process of shchita with staff machte, but you could live at Meiv Esrim. So Meile, so that was Rabbi's teretz. That's what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, it says if a chatzi kone was pogum, if a chatzi kone was pogum, so it says that it's kosher, you can still shechte. He can still shecht it. So yes, the kasha, how can you shecht it? It's treife. So Rava said, no, shani linyan treife. The bina roiv an irele naye. By tilches treife, she need a metzias of roiv. They alum the self net, achshivis of roiv. Need a metzias of roiv. Aber gab a shchit, achshivis of roiv is also sufficient. Bina roiv, Reiv an ihr Reinaim, Kloima, Reiv Gomu, Shionike, not a Lomdische Reiv, nie der Metzistike Reiv, vertreifes. So, aber bekitze, this we have to appreciate from Rava, but Rava said a Shtik Teire. I mean, a fellow we say we understand Rava, but Rava said a Shtik Teire. When it comes to Hilche Shchite, so a Lomdische Reiv is also good. Lomdische is also good. When it comes to Treifes, Der ist nicht der Metzies, der Geräusch. Der Lomdes ist no gut. Aber der Treif ist nicht der Metzies. So, Oma, lei Abaye, vloi kolde reinu, Oma, Treife. Bei Treifes, die Bemarschu mitrewe. Treifes, we see this mördike Chumres an Treifes. Other things are Bemarschu. Aber heiche de beina rube, but when you do need drive, meaning drive an ihre lenein, but when you do need drive, that means other treif is a weiche, you make a neck of the weiche, it's treif. Treif, kid. Now, by the corner, you need drive. There's a cool in the corner. But when you need drive, so maybe say, good, you need drive, maybe along the shalive is enough. No. When you need drive already, you need a metzistiker drive. Schritte da ade ike rube leumis kashre, but schritte, you never have a mashu. The whole thing you need a rave to begin with. Like, koushkein, the bin a rave an ire lenai. We sich need a rave an ire lenai. So now the Gemara falls off from the whole sugyem. That's what Rashi said in the beginning of the sugyem. Kasal kadaitach linyan schritte kama. But that was only a kasal kadaitach. No, you're 100% right. That just like by treifes need drive of the gageres, by shchita you also need drive. Rav never had a havamine that merze kerov. There's no such havamine. Chiyitmer, the Rav Kahane, by another case in Gansen, linye Pesach itmer. Linye Kolben Pesach. What's the case linye Kolben Pesach? Harei shoyu Yisrael merze tahirim o merze tmei. The law is like this. If roiv tzibur is tahir, so the Tmeim bring a Pesach Sheni. Roiv Tzibor is Tomei, so then they all bring it, so the Pesach is Bob Betumen, you bring a, the Tzibor brings a Pesach Rish. Arei Shohoyu, there was a Machloikis, Rav Kahane and Rav, in Hilchis, called Pesach. Arei Shohoyu Yisrael, Merze Teirim, U Merze Tmeim. So the Merze Tmeim, do they have a din of Roiv Tzibor and they bring a Pesach Rishin? Or they have a din of Yechidim and they bring a Pesach Sheni? That was the Machlokes Rav and Rav Kahane. Rav Oma Mechza Mechza Keroiv. So Mele, the Mechza Tmeim will bring a Pesach Rishin. Rav Kahane Oma Mechza Mechza Einai Keroiv. So they'll bring a Pesach Sheni. Vahosa my time the Rav. What's the time of Rav that Rav said that has a din of a psatzibo? Chsiv, ish ki yetome le nefesh, ish nitche ve'ein tzibo nitche. It says ish, but if it has a teiris tzibo, in a mechze tzibo, it has a teiris tzibo al kaponim v'istois. And it's not called yechidim, and mele le not nitche. Let us see Rashi. I think Matreifem, he came a kind of stupid mitrefubu, bemashu, kegain the kubisabeshit, vareye vadakim, bina roi, vanire lenai, bemakim ishus keber roi, kegain bekonabu, chotashadre, there you need, along the show, life is not good, you need to have a new line. Shrita dadi ke ruba, loy miskashra. Da fila man de marshim, mishim de kori le ruba hu. Ube miyute kolo maide. That means, you zicha need life. That means, according to Rav, also, it's called life, but you need life. Marza al merze keroi, teurem oisem laatsman betaro, tmein oisem laatsman betume, loi mitro le pesach sheni ki yechidim, ye, ni ot einem keroi vrav kahane, benitchen at tmein le sheni, vossam haitam vidarav, ba alma amret le haba rube, tachsiv ish ki yechitome, yitra le sheni, upalge, ish is yitra le sheni. Upalgen hei de rube loi mikre, miu michlal yechide nafkelu loi mitru. Let us see Taisvis. De kula alme merze al merze eine keroit. Vim taima, the Gemara says there's no such avamina merze keroit. Wenn wir kamen da ihre bin Paskin in Karaf Pappe, da Oma Poritz kam ihm mit Mutter. So, I mean, here the Gemara says, no one has a Pesahava Mina that Mechze Keroiv, and there we say, Poritz kam ihm mit his Mutter. Wo in ihre Lechalek bein Shari Isurin, bedover hatoli bechies. That could be that here the whole Chiddush was, that means could be like this, that what? That by Shar Yisurim, there's a din of Mechza Keroi. And that's how we say, Poritz, Koime, this Mutter. Because Mechza Keroi. By Chiyus, something that's Toli in Chiyus, that means, we'll say, Shchites, Toli, Viemes, in the Nafik Chiyus from the Behemoth, so there, Elfnet Lomdus, Mechzik and Roiv, you have to take away Chiyus. And Chiyus is only with Roiv Mamas. That's what they said, I would have said this there. That means, in Lomdus, the Tsugi is very good. In Lomdus, the Tsugi is very good, Mechzik and Roiv, and that's why Poritz Koimit. But when it comes to Shchit, you have to take away Chiyus. Not the way we said in Rova, because Machlik is Abai for Rova, Abai didn't like this dictator. Rav is that Shchit is not totally with taking away Chiyus, which was very schwer. But we hold Shchit is taking away Chiyus. So if you take away Chiyus, it helps the Tlomdus. It's like, Rav, you need a Metzius of Rav. But all over, Mechzik and Rav. It's a Toysviz, Abba, he loved the Meisel Olel, the Tano. The Gemara asked Akasha of Tano, let's say Mechzik and Rav. So what are you chapping with Rav? You're chapping with everybody else. Poritz Koimit, how does Tano work? If the criteria is that Rav just said a chiddush by Nafik Chiyus by Bal Chai, so what are you chapping him with Tana? Tana is shver according to everyone. V'gam taim the beirim v'le maisi lo, it doesn't bring down this much, the from Tana v'hanu the maisi osim le maisi hoche. V'shema yesh lechalch the hoche iser v'tume v'hosan le'inyin mechitzeis the loy domi. So, Rabbi Chanan says Pshat and Tosfos as follows: that by shchita you need roiv, because that was the loch l'moishe misinai. By shchita you need roiv, shchait rube. By tano, in order for it to be tomei, you also need roiv. Not called notats if roiv is still kayin. So therefore, there is a lumdus of mechze keroiv, mechze na keroiv. But by mechitzes, you don't need, in order to have a shame mechitze, you don't need that roiv has to be godo. The problem is, Reiv Porutz, if Reiv is Porutz, so it loses the Teiris Mechitze. The minute you take away the Reiv Porutz, so Mamele, it's good. Reiv Porutz takes away the Teiris Mechitze Sheboi. So Teisus is saying like this, by Shchit and by Tano, you need Reiv Taka. You need Reiv in order to have a Shem Shchit. You need Reiv in order to have a Shem Tano. And that is totally in the lumbus of Mechze Kiroi. Masha'en came by Mechitzes you don't need in order to be called a Mechitze, need Roiv Godo. In order to be called a Mechitze, all you need is that shouldn't be Roiv Porutz. If it's Porutz, it's not called the first Mechitze. But the minute you take away the Roiv Porutz, so then Mechze is sufficient. That is not totally in the din of Mechze Keroi.